Let's start with President Trump's decision to fire the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Erica McIntarfer, who he accused of manipulating job numbers. Mr. Hassett, what evidence does the administration have that she manipulated the jobs numbers?
Right. Well, what we've seen over the last few years is massive revisions to the jobs numbers. In fact, they were extremely reliable, the kind of numbers that you want to guide policy decisions and markets through COVID. And then when COVID happened, because response rates went down a lot, then revision rates skyrocketed so that the typical monthly revision often was bigger than the number itself. And now we had a number that just came out. The actual number for the month wasn't so bad, but the 2 months before were revised down by more than had ever happened since 1968. And in 2015, Alan Greenspan and I were asked to attend a conference at BLS where we were asked to give advice about how to modernize the data. And we warned that if they didn't try to let the data collection and calculation keep up with the data that was happening in the economy, that we would have problems like this. And finally, in the UK, they had a very similar problem. And in 2023, they had to, for a while, shut down the data agency in the UK for the same kinds of problems.